Happy Friday, everybody. It is time for the Big Foodies, presented by Dr. Berkey Orthodontics. And this is a very special episode of the Big Foodies?
It is.
Very special episode.
Okay, we're coming to you live from the Marco's Kitchen Studios. And if you are where we are from in Greensboro, North Carolina, if you've been online, you've seen it blowing up lately, some pretty amazing sandwiches coming from a place called the Bodega.
Bodega.
That's right. It located in downtown Greensboro, right across from the Carolina Theater.
Yeah.
And I started seeing stuff pop up online, people eating some crazy looking sandwiches, crazy good looking sandwiches.
I've been by a few times. It's a really cool place. I haven't had any of the sandwiches yet, so I'm excited to try these.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard nothing but great things about them.
Yeah, well, it's also truly a little bodega.
A little store, you can
get
too.
Get about anything in there, wine, beer, other food.
I wanted to pick a few of these up, and if you're looking for like off-the-wall like sodas or snacks, all kinds of stuff. A lot of Future Try Tuesdays,
for
I
sure.
feel like, could come from
come
this
out
bodega.
Of there, yeah.
So, we got six sandwiches here.
Which say, it's going to be a heavy eating day,
so,
boys.
Heavy day!
We got this one on top, the ham jam. You want to try that
Let's
one
go
first?
For the ham jam first. Open her up.
What? Gotcha.
Now, you got the menu for the ham jam.
I'm looking up the ham
We're,
jam.
We had to, Ooh. Because they're so detailed, we wanted to make sure we got everything right on these menus.
They are precise and detailed, yes. All right, you ready? Ham, hot capicola, chorizo.
Mm. Let's go.
Strawberry jam brie, pepper relish, arugula.
Hey. Just look at this sandwich.
I was gonna say, look at the tightness of it. That's what I love.
I'm gonna do this for you, America.
Ta-tink.
There's the photo. You can now see it. I'm sending it to you.
Okay. Very sweet.
Mmm.
You get a lot of different flavors front to back.
Mm-hmm.
I get sweet up front, but then I get a little heat in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I was not prepared to like the jam, but I like it.
The jam is really good.
I would never think to put jam on a sandwich like that.
What I like,
it's almost like a Monte Cristo.
Yeah, what I like for a lot of their sandwiches, I notice they use a different, it's not just lettuce, it's spring mix, it's arugula, it's different, more flavor. Okay.
Yeah. That.
A lot of eating here.
Of all the ones we were going to try, this one made me nervous with the jam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's killer.
Because the toppings are very Italian, so you wouldn't think jam on something that screams Italian, but
I'm just so killer. I'm so confused because when I think of like a deli sandwich like this, I don't think sweet, but like it works so well.
It works really, really well.
That's so bizarre.
All right.
Very good.
Man, that's very good.
All right. Let's move on to the next. We got a Jimmy Pesto.
But Jimmy Pesto, no pesto mayo because
Mr.
Mr. Trina.
Let me hear it.
Mr. I had to say, I was like, might have a little tree nut allergy here. Tree nut. That's what we should start calling you.
Just calling me Tree Nut?
Well, I'm going to read this as so everyone knows. Okay. This is the Jimmy Pesto made a little different because of old Tree Nut Jones.
Okay, so it doesn't have the pesto mayo.
Ham, turkey, hot capicola, sharp cheddar, habanero jack, Swiss mayo for us, lettuce, tomato, onion. Mm. Now, this is more to me of a straight up classic, but got some killer cheeses on there.
I can't get over that jam. Dang.
Mmm.
That's super traditional deli sandwich.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, the bread is super soft, super good. They load up the meat and cheese. That's good.
It's a thick sandwich.
I'll agree with that.
This is a good hot day sandwich.
The bread is the perfect ratio to the contents of the sandwich.
I really like that bread.
Because there's enough bread, you still appreciate it, but it doesn't outweigh what's in the middle.
Mm. You know what would make it a little bit better? Pesto mayo.
Should have just set this one out. Should have set it out.
Man, that's really good. Two for two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. The ham jam still threw me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah, that
was not prepared.
You like can't speak.
That messed me up. It really did.
It's funny when food messes you up, because you're not expect. You're like, we'll see about this, and then you're like, oh, we've seen. That's actually. All right. It's actually really good.
All right. Put this to the side.
Cherry pesto is the winner.
Look at Matt trying to mark his territory. I'll save
trying to clear out the space.
I'll save you for later.
Well, somebody's going to. It went in, by the way.
Made it. He's all normally right. Misses. He's like 0 for something.
What do you guys want to do next?
Grab one on this end. Let's do... This is... I believe this is...
Oh the Greek turkey. I have the details on the Greek turkey.
All right, hit us.
Greek turkey. Roasted turkey, tzatziki sauce, pepperoncini, marinated tomato, cucumber, pickle, feta, oil, and vinegar.
Good
with
Lord.
Greek seasonings.
Look at this. That is a sandwich.
All right.
Oh, woo! My goodness.
All right, playa.
I don't even know where to bite.
It's a lot happening.
There's a lot going on.
Wow.
That's an extremely Greek sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a gyro.
Got a little bit of that pepper.
Especially when you get the...
I got a kind of a gyro vibe.
The pepperoncini and the tomato.
Getting the pepperoncini is key.
Big bite of feta there.
Not a fan of cucumbers, I'm not going to lie.
Same. But...
On here, I don't taste them. They're not very noticeable. Just get the crunch from them.
Yeah.
Almost like they're just on here for the crunch.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very fresh.
I'm dropping all over my shirt, but... All
right. It's not bad. I'm going to wait.
Pass me a napkin.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I'm just going to sit here and clear this up. We've got a lot of food to eat.
Yeah.
If we don't finish these sandwiches, it's not...
It's not personal.
It's not a personal thing to the sandwiches. These taste amazing.
I realize now when I'm on my third and I've finished the other two that I'm really messing myself up.
Yeah.
Just making a mess of myself over here. Look at me.
All right.
It's not my fault.
Next up.
I missed it.
Two for two.
Roast beef. go on.
Roast beef and cheddar?
Yeah, let's do that one.
All right. I have the ingredients on this one.
Classic combo.
This I'm looking forward to. I love a good roast beef sandwich.
Same.
And roast beef and cheddar is my jam.
Roast beef, good roast beef, I think, is hard to find.
I agree.
You know, people just, they cut corners on the roast beef.
Just grab it. Grab it and pull, boys. All right, what's our
roast beef
on this? I see a little... That roast beef. I love a roast beef.
So on the roast beef, we have roast beef, sharp cheddar, habanero jack, horseradish, Dijonnaise, pepper relish, onion, arugula, cracked black pepper, and what's Evo? Eva? Evo?
Extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's you fancy.
This is me all day. Man, this is my sandwich.
I'm not a huge fan of horseradish.
Neither am I.
Okay. I love it.
It's okay, but the horseradish to me is too much.
For me, perfect. I love horseradish.
If you like horseradish, now
you'll like this.
Now let me tell you, the roast beef is killing. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You're not a horseradish fan?
There's a lot of horseradish.
Mm-hmm. For me, though, that is good.
But now, this roast beef.
Yeah, you go just meat. And of course, you can leave anything off.
Oh yeah, I would. I don't like horseradish. I would have some on it, mm-hmm. maybe a little lighter. Gotcha. That's all. That's all I would do with that one. All right.
Ooh.
Next up, we got two left.
Get full, boys.
We got 100 pieces of sandwich kind of scattered throughout the place here.
All right, let's see how he does.
Bougie belt.
I was going to wait for you to give it a shot there here.
Oh.
Let's see here. Oh.
3 for 3.
1 for 3. All right.
What do we got here? Gucci belt?
This is Italian.
Love the name. Yes.
The name is perfect.
Gator boots and a pimped out Gucci suit.
Gator boots.
Big time eyes. I have the ingredients on this one. Let me tell you what.
I think you kind of know.
Let me tell you what's going underappreciated on every bit of this.
It's just bread. The bread is great.
The bread is great.
And the bread holds too. That's what I like.
You need to seek out the supplier.
All right, Gucci belt, salami, mortadella, capicola, provolone, ham, fresh mozzarella, lettuce, tomato, onion, oregano, oil, and vinegar. There
I
we
love
go.
Love fresh mozzarella. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That fresh mozzarella is where it's at.
Yep.
That is good.
That is a happening sandwich.
That is an Italian sandwich times 10.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. A lot. But everything plays off of each other perfectly.
If you can make a lot going on and make it work, you win me.
Because sometimes places add too much and it's just for the sake of adding it.
It's when you're stuffing stuff in that just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That, though, that's good. I love fresh mozzarella.
That's a lot of sandwich.
The meats are super fresh.
The bread, again. The bread is key to me because it holds. I mean, there's a lot in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that bread's got work to do.
Yeah, it does.
But it's doing it.
Working hard or hardly working.
I'm getting full, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got one more.
I know.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Gotta get a good few bites out of everything. I'm struggling.
All right.
I'm waiting for you because we want to see you.
I don't know.
Here we go.
It's time for the show. Under the
inside the show. Side show.
Hey.
You got that one.
Damn. 2 for 4.
I was really hoping
2 for 4. By the way, my trash can's not far away.
No.
It's off camera.
It's
all right, Caesar. This one's you.
This one's me. Gotcha. Sorry, I'm taking a breath. That's all I'm feeling right now. Breathe. This is the turkey Caesar. Turkey, shaved parmesan, marinated cherry tomato, house-made Caesar, onion, romaine. Excuse me.
Let me tell you right now. This shaved parmesan is just all I'm catching right now as a smell from this, and it is magical. Make this into a candle. Make this into a Glade air freshener. Put this in my car, and when I crank up the AC, let that blow on me.
Tell you what. Again,
this
is a perfect summer sandwich to me.
Cool,
mm-hmm.
refreshing.
Mm. That's good.
I'm gonna tap out.
You really taste that fresh shaved parmesan on there too.
Let me tell you.
That's key.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Some good A turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I just started eating Caesar salads. If salads in general.
Yeah.
And so like... This is a familiar taste to me now, and I like it. I really enjoy it.
What brought you on to the Caesar?
Oh, no. I don't know why that's the salad I started eating. Maybe because of the shaved parmesan, I don't know. It's
least amount of ingredients?
Probably, yeah.
It's the least salad-y of all
lettuce,
salads?
Yeah. Lettuce, cheese.
I remember that. It's just not a man of a salad.
No.
Whereas Biggie and I, we go to a buffet. What's the first place we go?
Meats.
Salad bar.
Oh. But our salads are like mostly meats.
A small bed of lettuce.
Yep.
Covered in cheese, chicken, ham, turkey, ranch, carrots, more cheese.
Being healthy.
You got bacon bits? Put it on there.
Well, boys, this was quite an episode.
Yes. Ooh, great episode.
Look at the damage around us.
So make sure you're checking out.
Go check out the bodega for sure. Mm-hmm. Personally, I love the roast beef. That might be my go-to. Although, that ham jam. That's one to take to your friends, and because they're going to do what we did and be like, I'm not sure about this. That's crazy good.
Ham jam is different.
Gucci belt. Get you that Gucci belt.
And the Caesar was very good as well.
Well, I mean, they were all good.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was the ham jam and the Caesar. Those were...
You know what's good to wash all this down with? A little ice cream from the Berry Patch.
That would be the perfect summer ice cream right now.
That would be the perfect summer ending right now.
Yes. Go to the bodega, take it down to the Berry Patch, get you some of that homemade ice cream.
That's right.
I'd love some of their pineapple or their peach.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good right now.
The vanilla.
Nice little summer day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe perfect. Take you a little turkey Caesar, then head down 220, go to the Berry Patch.
Check them out, worldslargeststrawberry.com. Mm. All right, well,
I think there it is, boys.
We're on the verge of a nap right now.
Yeah, really.
Let's give away a pizza so we can go to sleep.
Real mellow all of a sudden.
Instagram comments. Leave an Instagram comment. Get you a pizza. Check us out. Instagram, Facebook, all podcasting platforms.
We're there.
I'm burping. I'm just full. We're everywhere.
Yep.
We're in your sleep. We're in your mama's basement. We're everywhere.
So leave us a review there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Say hello to your mama for me.
Thank you to Marcos. Thank you to the Berry Patch. Thank you to Dr. Berkey. Thank you to the Bodega for making awesome sandwiches.
Yes.
We're the big foodies. We'll see you next time.